Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Finding You with Marvin Roan and my co-host Stan Macklin. We have another episode for you today, full of information for you to chew on. It's Potluck Wednesday, and we're going to excite you with information that you can chew on, information that you can think about that motivates, inspires, and empowers you to think about what needs to be done to make this world a better place, to make your community, your city, your country, your county, or your way of life or being positive and constructive. So if you just hold on for a moment and let us do what we do, I'm quite sure you'll find yourself somewhere in the discussion. So we begin, as always, with the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. And if you would do the work of working on yourself, working on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, your pains, and acknowledging that you're becoming better every day, just one day at a time, focusing on the things that you need to focus on to become better, things will become different in your life. So begin to practice working on yourself. Begin to become the best person that you can be. Become the example. Become a person who is willing to work on themselves, and you'll have it. Without further delay, coming to you from our Harrisonburg studios, it's my main man and co-host, Stan Macklin. Stan, are you available? Stan Macklin, available. Okay, well, it's Potluck Wednesday, and hopefully we will have Stan available for a discussion. But in the meantime, it is Potluck Wednesday, and we're going to talk about some things that may interest you. We'll talk about what's going on in the world. We will talk about current events. We will talk about putting yourself in position to understand what's actually happening here. And we know there's some issues with the Los Angeles Clippers and its ownership. We know there's some issues going on in Africa, specifically Nigeria. We know there's some things going on in the world with Russia and the United States and all of its activities. And so what we want to do is potluck this thing, put it out there, and Stan would say the smorgasbord, and begin to find out what your views are. So if you're interested, give me a call at 646-716-4702. That's 646-716-4702 is the number to call if you're interested in participating in Potluck Wednesday. It's Finding You with Marvin Roan and my co-host Stan Macklin. We're live on the air every Wednesday at 3 p.m. on your favorite blog talk radio station. And so without further delay, let's get into this thing about the Los Angeles Clippers. You know they're vying for the NBA championship, and they're looking to bring that trophy home, but they're looking to bring that trophy home without an owner right now. And the NBA has put in place a surrogate leader who is looking to establish a new regime there. They're looking for new ownership, and they're looking for new leadership. Believe that the current owner is going to fight tooth and nail. And with his comments recently, as it relates to Magic Johnson and some of the things that he said about Magic specifically as it relates to AIDS and all those other things that he's dealing with and it's really been a concern for me because Magic has proven himself. He's been through a lot physically and emotionally, but he's bounced back to become one of the best businessmen in the country, particularly for African American. He's been a role model to many of our young people, and I think we should recognize him for his work. Now, Mr. Sterling feels that Magic isn't practicing his leadership in the African American community. We want to be able to examine that. So, Stan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I sure am. Okay. Yes.
Great. Well, and you know it's Potluck Wednesday.
That's right. That's right.
And the smorgasbord is ready. What you got for us, man?
Well, it's a lot that's happening out there today. But I think that like to pick up from, you know, we did a live remote last week. Of all places, we're testing taking this show on the road.
That's right.
And we feel that that's very important. We want to be able to go to some of the cities. Some of the listeners are wanting us to be able to have some live shows in their city. And so, of all places, where in the world do you think we went? You
where
never
we go,
would Dave? Guess. We went to Harper's Ferry. Yes, we did. The
yes,
place
did.
Where John Brown acted up. And
sure did.
We were able to do a little touring of that particular town. Quite interesting town.
Yeah.
It really is. Very nicely run and clean, and tourism is a big commodity there. And we were there, and we did a live show, downtown Harper's Ferry, from
yes,
the, can't think of the name of that restaurant where we were at, but we sure did it. And it was quite interesting. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Charlestown.
Charlestown.
Right? Yeah.
I guess.
Charlestown.
I guess that's what it was.
They all connected. They share this. I want to thank the people that are in Charlestown and in Harper's Ferry. They really treated us well.
Yes,
and
they did.
If you're out there listening, they did a great job of making us feel comfortable and accommodating us very well. So if you're in the Charlestown area or you're in a Harper's Ferry area right now, Finding You recognizes you as one of the top-notch places in America for your treatment of visitors and tourists. So thank you.
Well said, well said.
Thank you, my
well,
love.
Let's start the picking from off this Potluck Wednesday, as I call Smorgasbord Wednesday. Cool. Donald, the man, the owner of the Clippers, the guy that Sterling, know what
Mr.
he said?
Sterling. What did he say?
I don't even know if I want to call him Mr., but I'll be polite. I'll say Mr. Sterling. He said that Magic Johnson, what kind of example is he? He said that he has AIDS. He went from city to city having sex with any woman he can find. And what kind of example is he? Now, to my recollection, 30 years ago, that brother broke the story, I believe, of him being diagnosed with that condition. Mm-hmm. And from, it seems medically he's doing fine. That's not been an issue. He acknowledged he made a public apology 30 years ago. He did. He redeemed himself. He said he hasn't been the kind of role model he probably should have been. And character-wise, he kind of got out there and he asked for forgiveness, and brother went on with his life, and
uh-huh.
He restored himself in a way where he's quite a businessman. As a matter of fact, he's a multimillionaire. He's the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers,
yep.
As well as several business enterprises in most of the major urban areas across the country. He's one of the top-notch leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So where is this man coming from? excuse me. Is he still living in the Dark Ages? Come on, this is the 21st century, I know. But that's why we try to keep you involved with current events, because this brother is a portion who's representative of the 1%. And if the majority of them think like that, we in trouble. No wonder this country is experiencing some of the dilemmas and difficulties which is experiencing with thinking like that. That's Neanderthal thinking, caveman mentality, plantation owner mentality. And Magic happened to have a program yesterday. He had a one-on-one with Anderson Cooper. I tell you, he was just poised. He was grace. You know what the main thing that I got out of that brother's interviews, what he said? He said, let's pray for him.
Wow.
Let's pray for him. And what about that? What do you think you should do with people like that? Do you, you know, they say, he who slings mud gets his hands dirty first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of mud slinging that's going on. And this brother, he didn't, I tell you, he just displayed grace. He said that it's quite evident that he's got some challenges that he has to work with and so forth like that. But it just goes to show you, man, that how the thinking of certain people can be so down in the gutter that to the extent that the more they try to dig themselves out, the deeper they get. But what do you think about Magic Johnson, the way he responded to the criticism that Donald Sterling had toward him?
I think Magic Johnson is a class act.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you look at all of the things that he's gone through, and when you really look at his record for the work that he's done in building business in the African-American and minority communities, he's done an excellent job. And I'm not sure if there's anyone out there that can equal him in his efforts to bring business, mainstream business, into the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may be mistaken, but I'm not sure if I know anyone else that's going out there to do what he's done. I think Magic has really taken a high road, and to just say that you're going to pray for someone who has mm-hmm. misused your name and has disrespected
yes.
him to that level says a lot about the character and the
that's
integrity
right.
of Magic Johnson. And that's what we talk about here on Finding You. We're talking about morals and values, and Magic has exemplified in every way that he can his upbringing, what he stands for, and even what his parents are all about. So I'd like to applaud him right now for his efforts to be a real man, to be an upstanding citizen, and to show that he can be sensitive even to those who are insensitive. That's a great job, man.
And come on now. I mean, you know, come on. If most of us, if somebody's talking about you, you know, all up in your face, you know, about your character and things like that, things that they don't know what they're talking about. A lot of us couldn't deal with that. We have to, I got to get them straight. I got to lay my religion down. I got to say what I got to say. But, yes, that was a class act, and we have to give it to our brother there. Let's shift it a little bit. It seems like also, too, they're after Hillary again from the standpoint that Karl Rove said that she's not telling a full story about when she fell down and bumped her head, and did she have some brain damage or just what's going on with her and so forth? Is she really fit to be a contender for the presidential run in 2016 when she hasn't even stated that she would run? Now, we're hoping that we all know that she will, but she hasn't came out and declared herself. But they're messing with her, and they're after her about the Benghazi situation. And then they're bringing up what happened with Monica Lewinsky. the GOP, come on, what in the world is up with them? Are they trying to somehow take this woman down, take her out, or character assassinate her before she's even has a made her announcement? What about that?
You know what money can't buy, Stan?
What's that?
Class.
Mm.
You know what money can't buy? Character.
All
know
right.
What money can't buy? Integrity.
Okay.
And when you have to continue to make efforts to tear people down,
that's right.
There's a lot about
blood.
Your own character.
Mm.
So I would suggest that we begin to wash our hands, and many of us need to do that for various reasons. But, you know, a lot of those people who have high incomes are low in the areas of character and integrity. If we can balance out those dollar bills with some serious thinking about becoming sensitive, we may be able to get a change.
But why does money have to pollute people's way of thinking? And
power?
Power, okay. Okay, power. Wow. Well, I think about it.
Whomever is saying these things, Hillary Clinton is in direct opposition to their money and power.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
she knows about power. I mean, she was a former Secretary of State, First Lady, and she's like I said, she's not even a candidate who has announced anything as of yet. But they just seem to do everything they can to try to sink her ship before it's even launched. And I think it is a power thing. I think that the GOP is just having problems with getting their platform together and their message together. The Tea Party has even rivaled them in ways that they're not even understanding just what they want to present. So just a lot of crazy stuff that's going on, and you wouldn't think this stuff would exist today. Sometimes it gets so discouraging, but I think we just have to continue to stay focused and to not allow those small minds to sidetrack us from the big picture.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, the Nigerian army has posted two divisions to hunt for the 200 schoolgirls, and in the news this past week, they had about 100 of them. Somewhere they were. I don't know where they were. To me, look, they were definitely in the boondocks somewhere. And they were chanting and they were giving allegiance to that they've now converted to the Islamic faith. They're Muslims. And one of the leaders of that terrorist group said that they would be willing to release them if they would just release some of their imprisoned men out of jails. And, you know, a lot of countries, they have a policy that they just do not negotiate with terrorists. And the United States has sent forth a response team over there to help look for them. Whereas many are saying it's about time, it took a long time to get this major media attention in light of a lot of the other things happening. But what do you think about, how do you feel about us? Should we be the global policemen around the world? Is this a humanitarian gesture that we need to be involved in? What's your take on that, Brother Rones?
Well, I think it's necessary for the United States to really present itself as a leader. And
mm-hmm.
those are the things that leaders do. Now, I'm not saying that we have to interfere in every issue around the world, but I think taking a stance against terrorism, particularly in the matter of this situation with girls. You know, they obviously are innocent victims of whatever's going on in Nigeria. I think we have to be able to look at it from a standpoint of, if we're going to become the vanguard for change, then we have to go to these places and we have to show that we're interested in what's going on in different countries. I don't mind the United States sending a delegation, but I do think that, you know, when you go as far as beginning to promote violence and those things, and that would become a problem for me. Other than that, let's keep the peace and continue to do what we're doing.
And the thing about that is, if you do negotiate a price, it can lead to other situations where they'll be demanding a price for every time there's a situation that arises. And so our prayers definitely go out to the families of those girls, and we hope that they can be reunited with their families. But I think there's something wrong, and this is that their cultural belief, but not everybody within that culture, that women should not be educated. I don't know where men get this notion that they're superior to women. I just don't know where that comes from. And in some cultures, women are looked upon as subordinate and objects rather than human beings per se. And it's just wrong to treat people like that, period.
Mm-hmm.
Any human being has no right. No human being has any right to look down and to disregard and show disdainment toward another human being. I just don't understand that. But that seems to be the order of the day. Still a problem with women getting equal pay, problem with women getting equal treatment in terms of from Wall Street to Main Street. And so this is just, it's just pragmatic today, but I don't think that people are waking up to realize what's going on in the 21st century. And then I think that we can all do the very best we can to try to make a difference, because being different makes a difference.
Uh-huh.
But that's just my take on it. Anything else in the news, my brother, as we talk about Smorgasbord Wednesday? It's potluck time.
Yeah, let me just add to this. From that point that you made about men and the discrimination piece, every man,
mm-hmm.
no matter where he lives on this earth, comes from a woman.
Mm. We'll see.
So you can discriminate all you want to, but at some point she's your mother.
We'll see it. Well, I tell you another controversial piece that was in the news.
What you got, bro?
I'm trying to think of this young man that got drafted. He was kind of like in the last round.
Sam.
Yes. And evidently the media was there inside of his house. Some people were saying it was scripted. I don't know. It didn't seem like it was, whatever. But when he found out that he had been drafted, he was emotionally overcome, and his partner happened to be there, who happened to be a male. And right there, the media picked it up and showed him embracing and giving a big celebratory kiss right on the lips. Well, Ron, what you think about that?
Well, I would start by saying that everyone that's human has a right to his own or her own choices about how they live their lives. Mm-hmm. And if that works for him, then that works with them. But as we continue to move forward, we're going to have some discussions about how we portray ourselves, how we begin to see other human beings. And, you know, this to me is so divided between human rights and moral rights and religious freedoms and personal mm-hmm. freedoms. It's all jagged, fragmented, and frayed. And I think, you know, the human condition, we have to begin to look at ourselves. And I say that in every show. And, you know, I can't tell anyone what to do. That's not my place. But I think we also have to look at the examples that we set, male or female, for the generations to follow. And I think we have to really look at the precedents that we set and the direction that we go down as we move forward. I don't have a problem with people's choices, but I think we do have to decide going forward that whatever it is that we do, whether that's a drug user or abuser or whatever behaviors that we exhibit, we have to really look at what type of reflection that is overall in the mainstream culture of things.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's commonplace. You see women kissing all the time on TV and different things. And our society, I mean, I don't think you commonly see men embracing and kissing on TV or in public, maybe because it depends on the circles that you're in. But it's society seems to be non-accepting of certain types of attitudinal behaviors that are existing. But it's just really something how society is accepting of some things but not accepting of other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. And I think that there is a reason why society exists, and there's certain laws to regulate certain things that happen in society and so forth. And in this 21st century, we're being I don't want to say pushed, but I think that new norms or realities are pushing the envelope to extent where people are questioning what's going on. Maybe sometimes instead of questioning, we need to accept what's going on and give people the right to make their choice. And if as long as their choices are not abusing or being violent toward society in a damaging and a destructive way, I think that we need to need to exercise some tolerance. But that's another show altogether. And I think that it just seems like week after week, these current events keep coming on. And on the same line, there was a poll that was taken. And we're going to probably have to pick that up on our next show by Tammy Faye and friends, and that is concerning, is it proper for a woman to propose to a man? We're used to the traditional way, but that's something to think about. But let me say this, your day is today, and try to make the best choices that are good for you and your loved ones.
That's true. Well stated, Stan. Today, there are a lot of changes going on, and at some point we have to change with the times. But just be careful. Think about who you are, who you want to be, become the best person that you can be, and everything else will take care of itself. We have a lot of things to talk about and think about: racism, sexism, choices, lifestyle changes. Just be the best person that you can be. Trying to you with Marvin Roan and my co-host Stan Macklin every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Be good, love on somebody, respect yourself, and always become the best person you can be. We'll talk to you next week, people. Love you. Peace.